Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called upon the troops to respect human rights as they liberate the rest of the city and its residents from what he called the oppression and terrorism of the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis preferred to keep operational details quiet.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Iraqi Federal Police and Interior Ministry troops reportedly captured some outlying villages and are advancing northward to the part of the town of Mosul west of the Tigris River. Eastern side has already been captured. That happened last month. UN warns hundreds of thousands of people in western Mosul are at risk as the fighting escalates. Pope Francis has appealed for an end to the violence plaguing the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Continuano purtroppo a giungere notizie di scontri violenti e brutali.
The Pope said he continues to receive reports of violence and brutal clashes in central Kasai province and the DRC. Meantime, the U.S. says it's deeply concerned about a video purporting to show soldiers killing up to 100 unarmed civilians believed to have taken place in the village of Mwaza Lomba in fighting between the government and the Kamwina Nsapu militia. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce some new momentum towards peace in Syria. But he added there are many obstacles to making that happen.
Even a ceasefire with two strong guarantors cannot hold too long if there is not a political horizon. That leads me to the big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
U.S. State Department diplomat Brett McGurk said people will be disappointed if they envision Washington suddenly finding a new, in his words, tool in the toolkit. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations from coming into the United States. But Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order had directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
The first executive order from President Trump dealing with immigration reform was stopped by the courts. New order could come as early as Tuesday. Leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Observers from international organizations, such as the Association of World Election Bodies, were invited to monitor the election process. Rosa Nedic is with the AWeb.
We had some information gained from the commission and from our AWeb members. We got informed that all polling station commission members were educated to do their work properly. They even make the commission, some innovation into IT process. So I think that our report in the end will be in a positive way.
With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno has just under 39% of the vote, with nearly 29% going to his conservative rival, Guillermo Lasso. Moreno needs more than 40% of the vote and 10-point lead over his rival to win without facing a runoff on April the 2nd. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And, of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.